This weekend, the town of Mora, Minnesota, will host one of the oldest cross-country ski races in the country. Despite a trend of warmer winters and inconsistent snowfall, the race will go on thanks to a bunch of intrepid volunteers dubbed the Snow Farmers. Dan Crocker of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Skiers have raced in the Vasalopit, about an hour and a half north of the Twin Cities, since 1973. But in the last 7 years, there's only been enough natural snow to put on the full race once. Enter Don Olson.
So you got room for me?
Oh, yeah.
Olson is perched behind the wheel of a big tractor. He's 67, an engineer by day, who also runs a 1,500-acre farm in the summer. In the winter, he farms snow.
It's an undertaking. That is almost crazy when you think about it.
Behind the tractor, he's pulling a manure spreader he jerry-rigged to spray artificial snow on the ski trail. One load of snow covers about 30 feet of trail. Part MacGyver, part stubborn Scandinavian, Olson estimates it will take the crew of snow farmers about 1,500 loads to cover the 18-kilometer race course. That's right, 1,500 trips.
A lot of people have worked their tails off to create this race, to keep it going. And at this point, I absolutely don't want to see this tradition die in Mora, Minnesota.
A few years ago, Olson says the race was on the verge of dying. Organizers had to cancel it in 2012 when there wasn't enough snow. In 2015, Vasalopit USA President Debbie Morrison says they scraped together every snowflake they could find just to make a 2-kilometer loop.
But we knew from that point on we couldn't continue to do that. We had to take matters into our own hands.
So the next winter, once it got cold enough, they began to make snow. Olson says they only had about 3 weeks to figure out how to cover the trail before the race. And Morrison says it was just in the nick of time.
Because there has never been enough snow since, and we've been dependent on our snow farmers making the snow for us.
Now, every winter, they plant a ribbon of white snow through the woods at the Mora Nordic Center, even if the surrounding ground is brown. Mora High School Nordic coach Peter Larson says that consistent snow makes a huge difference for his program.
We have our biggest team I think the school has ever had. We had like 79 skiers on the roster this year from a high school that graduates just over 100.
Talk to any cross-country skier in Minnesota, and they'll say conditions have changed in recent years. In southern and central Minnesota, the only places to consistently ski are at parks that make artificial snow. Average winter temperatures in the Twin Cities have risen 6 degrees since 1970. That's one of the fastest rates of warming in the country. But Minnesota senior climatologist Kenny Blumenfeld says climate change hasn't necessarily meant less snow. It's just less predictable.
We're always going to have winter, so it would be kind of foolish to just get rid of the skis altogether. But I think the writing is on the wall. We've seen winter repeatedly kind of turn in a poor performance.
Organizers of the Vasalopit say eventually they may have to install expensive snowmaking equipment. But for now, they rely on the snow farmers, who refuse to let climate change and poor snow years get in the way of a skiing tradition. For NPR News, I'm Dan Crocker in Mora, Minnesota.